I want to say to our numerous listeners that President Muhammadu Buhari enjoys a comparatively excellent health compared to his age mates. He traveled to the UK for routine medical examination. There was absolutely no urgency or any indication of any illness with him at the time he left us. This checkup is routine. He has done it every year. He didn't do it in 2020 because of the restrictions on international travel imposed by the COVID epidemic.
How long do you think the president is expected to stay in London? Because the last time he went to London, it took a while.
He has taken 2 weeks vacation, taking advantage of the window provided by the Easter holidays. In this country, Friday is Good Friday national holiday, Monday is Easter Monday. So he's taken advantage of that to do the medical examination, and he is expected back in the country at the end of the second week of April.
There are some who say, why is it that the president did not name a caretaker person while he's away? Is he going to continue running the country while he's in London undergoing medical checkup?
The Constitution of Nigeria states clearly that a president or governor will be away for upwards of 3 weeks. Then he's mandated to hand over the reins of governance. In this case, President Muhammadu Buhari is certainly spending less than 3 weeks. And so that requirement does not apply in this case.
Of course, Shehu, you know, every time this medical trip comes up, some Nigerians are saying, why is it that President Buhari or any Nigerian president cannot go do a medical checkup in Nigeria? And also they argue President Buhari is making the trip when doctors in Nigeria are threatening strike.
As for the doctor's strike that you mentioned, the two are not linked in any way. I think that if a record is to be taken, assessment made, Nigeria will count among the countries with perhaps some of the most restless medical unions that you can ever find anywhere. Hardly do you have a month or two without one union in the health sector or the other down in tools. So it's become part of our life.